SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It's not only the House where Republicans are standing up against the $118 billion border bill. GOP opposition is building in the Senate as well, despite Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's plea for approval of the bill, which critics, America First Legal among them, say would ultimately extend voting rights to every illegal alien, with no chance of revoking that later on. We could get a clearer picture of where things stand tomorrow with a test vote in the Senate. In addition to another $60 billion for Ukraine, the border bill includes $14 billion in military aid for Israel. House Speaker Mike Johnson wants a separate vote on an Israeli aid package. That's a non-starter for President Biden.
Even though the president supports emergency funding for Israel, he would veto the standalone aid package proposed by House Republicans. In a statement, the White House called the bill a cynical political maneuver designed to weaken bipartisan Senate talks on funding for Israel, Ukraine, and the border. House Speaker Mike Johnson shot back, calling the president's veto threat an act of portrayal and accusing Mr. Biden of abandoning our ally in its time of greatest need. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It's shocking. I mean, this is my first time in Buckingham Palace, and I just got this news, and it's terrible. It's sad.
I hope for the best, and we're here to just give our support.
Hopefully, they pulled it early, and it will be a positive outcome.
The 75-year-old monarch is undergoing outpatient treatment for an undisclosed form of cancer. Country music singer-songwriter Toby Keith has died following a battle with stomach cancer. He was 62. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are mixed so far. The Dow futures are down 88 points, while the Nasdaq futures are up 22. This is SRN News. A British pastor is convicted of violating abortion clinic buffer zones.
Stephen Green faces probation and a fine of about $3,000 for silently standing outside a London clinic, holding a sign that said, quote, "For you formed my inward parts, you knitted me together in my mother's womb," from Psalm 139. The presiding judge admitted that Green did nothing violent, but added, quote, "The extract of the psalm mentioning my mother's womb was an act of protest against abortion. There were less controversial verses you could have chosen." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nebraska voters will decide this fall whether public money can go to private school tuition, including religious schools. The petition effort to get the question on the November 2024 ballot well exceeded the number of signatures needed. The ballot question would repeal a measure passed by the Nebraska legislature just last year that permits millions of dollars in state income tax to be used by parents to send their kid to religious and other private schools. SRN News. Technicians have been working to get the Pennsylvania State Court's website fully back online in the wake of a cyber attack.
The administrative office says the attack didn't appear to compromise any data, and the matter is now being investigated by the federal government. A spokeswoman calls it a denial of service cyber attack. That's when attackers flood the targeted website with traffic until it can't respond or it crashes. Officials did not identify the attackers or say if they demanded any ransom. Jason Walker reporting.
Amid warnings about counterfeit goods, human trafficking, and illegal drones at the Super Bowl in Las Vegas, federal, state, and local security officials say they're bracing for a very busy week. The FAA has declared the airspace around Allegiant Stadium next Sunday a no-drone zone, with officials insisting that the prohibition will be strictly enforced. More details at SRNnews.com.